It's time to catch up on everything that's happening in Woodna. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Keith.
Last week seems to be pretty full on from what I hear with all the arts and cultural activities.
Yeah, middle of the year we run a winter escape in Woodna where people can get out and about and get involved in some arts and community activities, and that's what we've been doing over the last week.
Now, I hear that tree planting, is that happening today or is that happening next week at Mount Woodna?
That's happening this week, and we are into a tree planting day. We've got about 30 booked in, where both adults and young people are coming up to Mount Woodna, and we're going to plant a whole lot of trees under the watchful eye and supervision of staff from the Eyre Peninsula Landscape Board. We've got Sam Morley coming out to help us out, and we've got the rangers from the Gawler Rangers National Park coming out as well. They're bringing out a whole lot of myall trees, and we've got a whole lot of other native varieties to plant when we go out there and to improve the areas that we started to fix up last year at Mount Woodna, which is looking very nice at the moment. But a couple of bare spots in there where the traffic had been in the past. We had some old car parks we fixed up, but we need to put some trees in there and make them look better.
That sounds absolutely sensational. And is it just Mount Woodna or is it other areas like Pildapa, for example?
No, we're encouraging people to get out to the other areas. Everyone who goes out there gets a pet rock. We've got these little pet rocks we're going to give out, and in them they've got all sorts of information about where else to they might want to go in the rest of their holidays or maybe in future holidays. Places like Tildapa, we've got Charkata Rock up at they're both up at Minipa, and also Ukintechi Hill, which is a little bit south of Woodna. We've got some rocks, and so when you can't go surfing and you can't go fishing, you can go and look at our rocks and take the family out for a barbecue and enjoy them.
Or you can also take part in Paint Your Heart Out Day.
Paint Your Heart Out Day is on Thursday. So we've got a whole lot of people booked in for Paint Your Heart Out Day, which has been run by a couple of our prominent artists in the district. We've got Gab Waters and Mark Kimmerman are coming out to help us out with the Paint Your Heart Out Day. And we've got also Beck Smart, our photographer at large in the community up here, well known across the Eyre Peninsula, is running an iPhone workshop. So there's still a couple of places left in those workshops. So if people want to book in, they can come along and get involved in those sessions. They're free, and they're encouraging people to come along and learn how to use your iPhone properly or paint your heart out. And we're doing big Jenga blocks that are going to probably hopefully end up in the park. Got these lovely, great big Jenga blocks that I've never seen before, and we're going to paint all of them up. And also we're painting some old seats up that have been refurbished by the men's shed, and we're going to put them in a prominent place in the community where children's artistic endeavours will be put on display.
That sounds super artistic. Speaking of which, the art exhibit, that's got to be happening pretty soon, doesn't it?
That's happening on Friday and starts at 6 o'clock. We'll have a whole lot of artists are putting their works in to go on display. So if you're looking for something to do at 6 o'clock this Friday, come along to the opening of the art exhibition. And next to it, the Australian Farmer statue is being illuminated with lots of projection art. In fact, that's happening every night this week. Around 6:30 to 7:30, we've got the projector art trailer illuminating the sculpture, turning it into all sorts of different colours and patterns, which looks very spectacular.
Sounds like Woodna's turning into a bit of an art lover's paradise at the moment.
We're into the arts in a major way up here. We're into wheat, rocks and art, and sport, of course, as well. So it's an all-happening place in Woodna, and we love it.
Sounds absolutely perfect. Thank you very much, Craig. We'll be hearing from you again next month.
Thank you very much.